Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
It's the last Friday of the month and new homelessness figures confirm yet another increase in the number of people homeless. 16,353 people in emergency accommodation, including 5,125 children. And a worrying percentage rises year on year in over 55s as well. David Carroll is Chief Executive of DePaul Ireland. Good afternoon to you, David.
Hey, Cormac.
What's your reaction?
I think that you just mentioned, Cormac, there, it's the last Friday of the month. And I really feel that the numbers have made us immune to the reality of what's happening on the ground. It feels like we've sleptwalked into a situation which for some feels a bit insurmountable, but we really feel that now is the time to say that solutions can be found and absolutely need to be found. I was walking to work this morning, 7:45, and I arrived at my office, which is in Nicholas Street, just at Christchurch, and I saw two people in their car, waking up, and that's the reality of what we face. And even myself, who's really kind of, I suppose, used to seeing the indignity, I just thought, you know what, where have we come to? And I think it's now time for us to really, really wake up
and use the opportunities that we have,
you know.
I'll tell people in figures where we've come to. I mentioned the overall figures there, but that's nearly a 13% increase in the numbers of people homeless, 13.9% in terms of families. The children, 16.4% up in that same year, a rise of 12.5% in over 55s. I wonder, would it make a difference in terms of the attention and awareness of the consistent increases in the numbers of people becoming homeless, David, if they were published on a Monday morning instead of a Friday evening at the last Friday of every month? Would that make any difference, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I think there's a general kind of feeling that the figures themselves actually, you know, have become almost like we've been become anesthetized by them, and we're not actually recognizing the human cost of this. You know, every child that is currently in homelessness is more likely to become homeless as an adult. And every child that's in homelessness at the moment is suffering from educational and developmental neglect. And we seem to have forgotten the cost of all of this. There's a definite need for us to be able to dig down further in the trends that you've just kind of illustrated there. The Taoiseach talked that a couple of weeks ago around that this is a complex problem. We really feel now in DePaul that it's time now to take this in manageable chunks. There seems to be almost like a feeling that from a lot of sources that this problem can't be tackled. We feel that it can. We really feel that child homelessness is the place to start.
And can I ask you? Can I ask you? I'll be talking to the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, about the upcoming budget in a few moments. Would you have any specific appeal on child homelessness?
Well, what we would say to him is that let government set the target by the end of 2022 of next year to reduce child homelessness by 1,000. There is no more temporary accommodation available in this country. We're coming to the end of that rope. And also, we need to be able to focus on immediate actions. I would say bolster up the tenant in situ scheme. All the families who've got notice to quit should be prioritised. Okay. We're saying as well that second-hand acquisitions should be bolstered.
Okay.
And we absolutely feel that homeless families should be prioritised for all social housing that's coming on board.
Okay. David Carroll, Chief Executive of DePaul Ireland. Thank you very much indeed.